O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O heavenly King, Consoler, Spirit of Truth, present in all places and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. 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 Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, our King and our God, and bow down before him. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. At a loss for any defense, we sinners offer this prayer to you, the Master, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have put our trust in you. Rise not in anger against us. Remember not our transgressions, but in the depth of your mercy, look upon us even now, and save us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we are your people. We are all the work of your hands, and we constantly call upon your name. Now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. O blessed Theotokos, open the portal of your deep mercy to us who put our trust in you, so that we may not be brought to confusion, but through you may be delivered from adversity, for you are the salvation of the Christian fold. Lord, have mercy. 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 O eternal God and King of all creation, who have granted me to arrive at this hour, forgive me the sins that I have committed today in thought, word, and deed, and cleanse, O Lord, my humble soul from all defilement of flesh and spirit. And grant me, O Lord, to pass the sleep of this night in peace, that when I rise from my bed, I may please your most holy name all the days of my life, and conquer my flesh and the fleshless foes that war within me. And deliver me, O Lord, from vain and frivolous thoughts and from evil desires which defile me. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. O ruler of all, word of the Father, Jesus Christ, you who are perfect, never in your great mercy leave me, but ever abide in me, your servant. O Jesus, good shepherd of your sheep, deliver me not to the revolt of the serpent, and leave me not to the will of Satan, for the seed of corruption is in me. Lord, adorable God, holy King, Jesus Christ, guard me asleep by the unwaning light, your Holy Spirit, by whom you sanctified your disciples. O Lord, grant me, your unworthy servant, your salvation on my bed. Enlighten my mind with the light of understanding of your holy gospel. Enlighten my soul with the love of your cross. Enlighten my heart with the purity of your passionless passion. Keep my thoughts in your humility, and rouse me in good time to glorify you, for you are supremely glorified with your eternal Father and your most Holy Spirit forever. Amen. O Lord, heavenly King, Consoler, Spirit of Truth, have compassion and mercy on your sinful servant, and pardon my unworthiness, and forgive me all the sins that I humanly committed today, and not only humanly, but even worse than a beast, my voluntary sins, known and unknown, from my youth and from evil suggestions, and from my brazenness and from boredom. If I have sworn by your name or blasphemed it in thought, blamed or reproached anyone, or in my anger have detracted or slandered anyone, or grieved anyone, or if I have gotten angry about anything, or have told a lie, if I have slept unnecessarily, or if a beggar has come to me and I despised or neglected him, or if I have troubled my brother or quarreled with him, or if I have condemned anyone, or have boasted, or have been proud, or lost my temper with anyone, or if, when standing in prayer, my mind has been distracted by the glamour of this world, or if I have had depraved thoughts, or have overeaten, or have drunk excessively, or have laughed frivolously, or have thought evil, or have seen the attraction of someone, and been wounded in my heart, or said indecent things, or made fun of my brother's sin when my own faults are countless, or have been neglectful of prayer, or have done some other wrong that I cannot remember. For I have done all this and much more. Have mercy, my Lord and Creator, on me, your wretched and unworthy servant, and absolve and forgive and deliver me in your goodness and love for men, so that lustful, sinful, and wretched as I am, I may lie down and sleep and rest in peace. And I shall worship, praise, and glorify your most honorable name with the Father and his only begotten Son, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. O Lord our God, in your goodness and love for mankind, forgive me all the sins I have committed today in word, deed, or thought. Grant me peaceful and undisturbed sleep. Send your guardian angel to guard and protect me from all evil. For you are the guardian of our souls and bodies, and to you we render glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. O Lord our God, in whom we believe and whose name we invoke above every other name, grant us, preparing for sleep, relaxation of soul and body, and keep us from all temptations and passions, and quench the burning of bodily tensions. Grant us to live chastely in word and act, that we may live a life of heroic virtue, and not fall away from your promised blessings. For you are blessed forever. Amen. Lord, deprive me not of your heavenly joys. Lord, deliver me from eternal torment. Lord, if I have sinned in mind or thought, in word or deed, forgive me. Lord, deliver me from all ignorance, forgetfulness, cowardice, and stony insensibility. Lord, deliver me from every temptation. Lord, enlighten my heart which evil desires have darkened. Lord, I, being human, have sinned, but you, being God, have mercy on me, knowing the sickness of my soul. Lord, send your grace to my help, that I may glorify your holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, write me your servant in the book of life, and grant me a good end. O Lord my God, even though I have done nothing good in your sight, yet grant me by your grace to make a good start. Lord, sprinkle into my heart the dew of your grace. Lord of heaven and earth, remember me, your sinful, shameful, and unclean servant in your kingdom. Amen. O Lord, accept me in penitence. O Lord, leave me not. O Lord, lead me not into temptation. O Lord, grant me good thoughts. O Lord, grant me tears and remembrance of death and compunction. O Lord, grant me the thought of confessing my sins. Lord, grant me humility, chastity, and obedience. Lord, grant me patience, courage, and meekness. O Lord, plant in my heart the root of all blessings, the fear of you. O Lord, grant me to love you with all my mind and soul, and always to do your will. O Lord, protect me from certain people and demons and passions, and from every other harmful thing. O Lord, you know that you are as you will. May your will be also in me, a sinner, for blessed are you forever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of your most honorable mother, your fleshless angels, your prophet and forerunner and baptizer, and of the all God-inspired apostles, of the radiant and victorious martyrs, of the holy and God-bearing fathers, and by the prayers of all the saints, deliver me from the besetting presence of the devil. My Lord and Creator, who desires not the death of the sinner, but that he should repent and live, grant also conversion to me, who am wretched and unworthy. Snatch me from the jaws of the pernicious serpent, who is ravening to devour me and drag me down to hell alive. O Lord, my comfort, who was clothed in incorruptible flesh for my miserable sake, deliver me from misery and grant comfort to my soul. Implant in my heart to fulfill your commandments and to forsake my evil deeds and to receive your joys. Save me, for I hope in you, O Lord. Amen. O good Mother of the good King, most pure and blessed Virgin Mary, pour out the mercy of your Son and our God on my passionate soul, and guide me in good works by your prayers, that I may pass the rest of my life without defilement, and find paradise through you, O Virgin Mother of God, who alone are pure and blessed. O Angel of Christ, my holy guardian and protector of my soul and body, forgive me all my sins today. Deliver me from all the wiles of the enemy, that I may not anger God by any sin. Pray for me, sinful and unworthy servant, that you may present me worthy of the kindness and mercy of the all-holy Trinity, and the Mother of my Lord Jesus Christ, and of all the saints. Amen. Pray for me, my patron saint, for with fervor I come to you, speedy helper and intercessor for my soul. O Lady, Bride of God, virginal, pure, immaculate, blameless, without stain or disgrace, who through your birth-giving brought together our fallen state and the things of heaven. O you, only hope of the hopeless, help of the oppressed, ready protection of those who flee to you, and refuge of all Christians. Despise me not, who am a wretched sinner, who have defiled myself with unclean thoughts, words, and deeds, and in my slothfulness have become a slave to the passions of life. Since you are the Mother of God, who is the lover of mankind, have mercy, have compassion on me, a sinner and a prodigal son. Accept this prayer from my impure lips, and with the power of your maternity, beg your Son, my Lord and my God, to open for me the depths of his loving kindness.
Forgive my countless sins, convert me to true repentance, and make me faithful to his commands. O you who are compassionate, be my constant companion. In this present life, be with me as an intercessor, as a powerful help to turn away the assaults of my enemies, and to guide me to salvation. At the hour of my death, be with me to embrace my poor soul, and to keep away the dreadful sight of the wicked devils. On the terrible day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and make me an heir to your Son's glory. Through the grace and the love for mankind of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him and to his eternal Father, and to his all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, we send up glory, honor, and adoration, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Now that we are about to lie down to sleep, grant us, O Master, the repose of our soul and body. Preserve us against the dark slumber of sin and against any impure satisfaction that roams around in the darkness of night. Quiet the assaults of our passions. Arrest the darts that the evil one insidiously throws at us. Still the commotions of our flesh, and calm all earthly and worldly feelings within us. Grant us, O Lord, a watchful mind, innocent thoughts, a sober heart, a gentle sleep free from evil dreams. At the hour of prayer, rouse us strong in the practice of your commandments and ever mindful of your desires. Give us the grace to sing your glory throughout the night, to praise, bless, and glorify your all-honorable and magnificent name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, lover of mankind, forgive those who hate us and do us wrong. Do good to those who are good to us. To our family and relatives grant all their requests that lead to salvation and eternal life. Visit those who are sick and grant them health and strength. Guide those at sea. Travel with those who travel by land and air. Struggle alongside the Orthodox. To those who serve and are merciful to us, grant forgiveness of sins. Have mercy on those who have asked us, unworthy as we are, to pray for them. Remember, O Lord, our parents and relatives who have fallen asleep, and grant them repose where the light of your countenance shines. O Lord, remember all those who are captive, and deliver them from every misfortune. Remember, O Lord, those who bear offerings and do good works in your holy churches, and grant them salvation and eternal life. Lastly, O Lord, remember us, wretched servants and unworthy sinners. Enlighten our minds with the knowledge of you, and lead us in the way of your commandments. Through the intercession of your all-immaculate Mother, Our Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, and of all the saints, for you are blessed forever and ever. Amen. I confess to you, my Lord God and Creator, to the one glorified and worshipped in Holy Trinity, to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all my sins, which I have committed all the days of my life at every hour, in the present and in the past, day and night, in thought, word, and deed, by gluttony, drunkenness, secret eating, idle talking, despondency, indolence, contradiction, neglect, aggressiveness, self-love, hoarding, stealing, lying, dishonesty, curiosity, jealousy, envy, anger, resentment, and remembering wrongs, hatred, mercenariness, and by all my senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, and all other sins, spiritual and bodily, through which I have angered you, my God and Creator, and caused injustice to my neighbors. Sorrowing for this, but determined to repent, I stand guilty before you, my God. Only help me, my Lord and God, I humbly pray you with tears. Forgive my past sins by your mercy, and absolve me from all I have confessed in your presence. For you are good and the lover of mankind. Amen. O God, absolve, remit, and pardon our voluntary and involuntary sins, in word and deed, known and unknown, by day and by night, in mind and thought. Forgive us all in your goodness and love for mankind. O Lord, lover of mankind, is this bed to be my coffin, or will you enlighten my wretched soul with another day? Here the coffin lies before me, and here death confronts me. I fear, O Lord, your judgment and the endless torments, yet I cease not to do evil. My Lord and God, I continually anger you and your Immaculate Mother, and all the heavenly powers, and my holy guardian angel. I know, O Lord, that I am unworthy of your love, but deserve condemnation and every torment. But whether I want it or not, save me, O Lord. For to save a good man is no great thing, and to have mercy on the pure is nothing wonderful, for they are worthy of your mercy. But show the wonder of your mercy to me, a sinner. In this reveal your love for man, lest my wickedness prevail over your unutterable goodness and mercy, and order my life as you will. Lighten my eyes, O Christ God, lest I sleep in death, and lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Be my soul's defender, O God, for I step over many snares. Deliver me from them and save me, O good one, in your love for man, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Let us not silently hymn the most glorious Mother of God, holier than the holy angels, but confess her with heart and mouth to be the Mother of God, for she truly bore God incarnate for us and prays without ceasing for our souls. Amen. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before his presence. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, and as wax melts before the fire, so let the demons perish before the presence of those who love God and who signed themselves with the sign of the cross and say in gladness, Hail, most precious and life-giving cross of the Lord! For you drive away the demons by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was crucified on you, and who went down to hell and trampled on the power of the devil, and gave us you, his venerable cross, for driving away all enemies. O most precious and life-giving cross of the Lord, help me with our Holy Lady, the Virgin Mother of God, and with all the saints throughout the ages. Amen. Guard me, O Lord, by the power of your holy and life-giving cross, and keep me from all evil. Into your hands, O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body. Bless me, save me, and grant me eternal life. Amen. With the saints give rest, O Christ, to the souls of your servants, where there is no pain, no grief, no sighing, but everlasting life. All my hope I place in you, O Theotokos. Keep me under the wings of your protection.